what we're selling on the outside. And then, of course, that necessitated then hauling all this blood and other stuff off from there, from the slaughter pen, and we had big barrels that we put that in. And those barrels, we'd fill them up, and then we would load those barrels on the truck. And in fact, we had a trap door in there that we just shoveled barrels right out on the truck, and then we'd carry them to the woods and dump them. And right out in the woods, of course, that made mighty good eating for wild dogs.
But you sold all the hides. I remember selling
the hides. They would pile up. What I mean, we'd take those hides and we'd salt them down. That's taking just raw salt and putting it on the inside of the hide. That keeps it from deteriorating, from the hair turning loose from it, and from the hides decaying. And then we'd put them in barrels, and that created a brine which would hold those hides in for months and months. And we generally held those hides until we had about, we generally sold them, we had around 40 barrels of hides a piece. He had 40 and I'd have 40, and we'd have trailer trucks coming in and pick them up. But anyhow, those barrels would turn out about, and nearest I remember, around 350 pounds of hides a barrel, which was quite a few hides when you figure on 40 barrels of them, you know. And we sold them to a concern in Memphis. Sometimes we'd sell them to a concern in Nashville, and at times, just depending on where we got the best prices. Generally, in those days, the prices was running around 4 to 6 cents. And we did get up as high as 8 cents a pound sometimes for them.
Daddy, y'all
lived
in the pigs, the hogs that you killed, you knew
they
didn't want. How many did you
average? Well, it depended on the demand. Now, you take on the 4th of July, the demand on unlimited number. I remember that 1/4 of July we had the cooler full, and I had them to bring in from a farm I had over in Shelby County, which I was running on free range of cattle and goats and so forth. And I had them bring 75 head of goats in. And then I told them when they went after those goats to be sure to bring that big old Billy had been rearing up and knocking the cows down when they, in other words, cow would rub a head against a leg, a front leg, you know, and that old goat thought she wanted to fight, and he'd up and knock her down. Well, they brought those 75 head in with that big old billy goat and put them out a lot. But we had already then had the cooler full of goats and pigs and sheep. Well, on the 4th of July, that is on the 3rd of July, was when they generally started to buy it. Of course, we bought lemons, and people used lots of lemons at that time. Well, there wasn't as many outlets, there wasn't as many stores then as there is now. We had that entire district back over then. So I put them to killing those goats, and we sold out up in the store, and they were pushing those in from the back. And by 4 o'clock, we didn't have a piece of goat meat or pigs either. I don't remember just how many shows we had, but we were selling those goats at that time dressed at 10 cents a pound on halves or either whole, and then we were selling the shows at the same price, the pigs, which would run around 60, 70, 80 pounds a piece. We were selling them at 10 cents a pound dressed. And so by 4 o'clock we were out of goat meat and pig meat too, and the lemons had sold out, and others barbecue salt, we just sell.